Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 71, Star Tours 2, or is it 1? Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 71 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. It's good to be home. Don't get me wrong, I loved my 15 days in Florida, but sleeping in hotel beds, or just beds that aren't your own, can really wear on you after a while. But I'm back in Kentucky now, and glad to be back with you recording from my studio. But the good part about vacation in Florida, of course, is a trip to our favorite place, Walt Disney World. And I got to spend quite a bit of my free time at the parks, and I've got some great audio to share with you later. But today isn't about my recent trips, but it's actually about a time now lost. Today we're going back to Star Tours, the original ride. So last week I quickly threw together a podcast with my first ride on the revamped Star Tours. It was a blast, and I really liked how the recording came out, but I also really wanted to share with you some of my memories of the original attraction. As always, this memory had started out as a request from some of you, the listeners. First, Michelle emailed me, "Do you have a recording from the Star Tours by any chance? I was a part of the college program, and I served as an operations member on the old ride, and I absolutely love and miss the old spiels, sounds, and music from the ride. I loved Rex, and even the beginning of the spiel with the lady with the funny-looking hair, even though I literally listened to it about a million times a day when I worked there. I've been on the new ride just once, and it was fun, but nothing ever compared to the original." Also received an email from Brendan requesting the new attraction, though, but really he highlighted what he liked about it better. "I was wondering if you could possibly make a video or recording of the new Star Tours, and I think it'd be really cool if you do multiple podcasts for all the missions that were recently created. The reason I love this attraction is because I'm a huge Star Wars fan. When the ride first opened, it was great, but I got a little tired of doing the same thing over and over, especially with a droid that wasn't from the original Star Wars. Now in the new version, they have C-3PO as the pilot, and more crowd interaction and places that you can go to. As always, I tossed the memory out on social media to see what everyone else thought of these attractions, and I got the following responses. On Facebook, Frederick said, "I haven't ridden the new version yet, but I'm looking forward to riding it for the first time in August. Star Wars has been my favorite since I was 7 years old, but I thought the original ride was good, but not great. I'm hoping the new version will meet my expectations. I've always loved the queue. Thanks for sharing your memories. I love these discussions. I really enjoy the conversation we've got going here on these great versions of this attraction. Michelle, Brendan, and Frederick, thank you for commenting and writing in. I'm going to love reliving these old memories with you guys. And yes, I did say memories, because I've got the luxury of time since I'm only going to revisit the old version. I think we'll get to catch two rides on Star Tours, just for fun. So let's begin, shall we? Our first memory will take us back to 2001. I'm in Walt Disney World for a FileMaker DevCon. It's a technology I used to work with, kind of like Microsoft now. Every afternoon and evening, I slip away and went to the parks. Today, I'm at the then Disney MGM Studios. It's a very hot summer day, but that doesn't sway me, as I'm sure it wouldn't sway you either. I'm only in the parks for a little while now, but I've had lots of fun already. As we join this memory, I'm just walking up to the attraction queue area. You'll hear the AT-AT firing its cannons, shooting that cool mist down on us. Our time in the queue area isn't that long, as lines for Star Tours have already started to lessen as the attraction seems to be slipping in its popularity. We'll be at the boarding gate in no time, and then off on our adventure. The next memory will take us back to 2006, while I'm in the parks by myself again. I was down in Orlando for work, and as I said before, my evenings were always in the parks. It's a beautiful spring evening, and we'll join up as I'm walking into the queue area once again. We'll make our way into the loading area pretty quickly, and then right onto our Starspeeder 3000. Now, memory one is in stereo, but memory two is in binaural, so either way, I would suggest putting on your headphones now. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we travel to Endor.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to take a moment to review our boarding process. When the automatic doors have opened, please proceed directly across the ramp to the cabin. Continue to move all the way across our aisle, filling in every available seat. For your safety, all passengers are required to wear safety restraints throughout flight. To fasten the restraint, pull the strap out from the right side of the seat and snap it into the console on the left. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath the seat. Follow the glass photography is not permitted, and please, no smoking at any time. If you have any questions, feel free to ask the attendant. You'll be boarding in just a few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Star Tours. My name is Jeanette. I'll be your astro attendant on this non-stop flight to the beautiful forest Middle Endor. When the cabin doors in front of you open, please proceed all the way to your cabin, filling in each and every available seat. If you have any video equipment or cameras with you today, we do suggest you hold on to them due to the turbulence on our flights. Also during the flight, we do ask there be no flash photography, video taking, eating, drinking, smoking, sleeping, and above all, no Jedi mind games. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. If not, enjoy your flight, and thank you for choosing Star Tours for all your intergalactic travel needs.
Star Tours announces the boarding of the Endor Express, non-stop star speeder service to the moon of Endor. All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
R2, light speed Now please, remain seated until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Oh, and do make sure you have your personal belongings. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. trouble when this comes. See, I wasn't really online when they were programming us on logical pairs. Usually I can figure it out, but these old Wi-Fi's are kind of built backwards, know what I mean? No. Well, don't worry. This is weird out here. No, I finished 10 hours ago. But thanks for trying to help me out. You have a nice flyer. I'll figure this out.
Thank you.
Star Tours announces the boarding of the Endor Express, non-stop star speeder service to the moon of Endor. All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Hit!
captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Oh, and do make sure you pack your personal belongings. Thank you.
I love going back in time to original attractions and really being able to compare those two versions. I'd love to hear from you. Which one do you like better? Come tell me what you think, just like Michelle, Brendan, and Frederick did. And thank you again, guys, for writing in. As always, if you would like to make a request or leave some feedback, just stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on this show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. View my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get that word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click that donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. As I said before, these funds have gone to help pay for the purchase of this new recorder and will continue to help with the needs of this show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Great talent. What did you think of it? Great!